Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Asan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
We are reading from verse 19 of Acts chapter
11.
Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch, spoke unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch. Who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all that with all purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. He exhorted them that they should cleave unto the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are looking at the subject of devotion, and our title today is Our Year of Devotion to God 2015.
Hallelujah. Na yegusora ya kentu wache. Ewa semse yetu ya wache. Na yekasase afi 2015 ni. Sa ene wase esi.
So what does it mean to be devoted?
Sa yekase tu wucha echese.
To be devoted is to have a strong love or loyalty towards something or somebody.
Sa yekase tu wucha. Chese uwa odwa emuya deni o person kubi. Edima bibi anawe ni pebi.
So when we talk about cleaving unto the Lord, we are talking about being devoted unto God. Asaph said, as for me, the nearness of God is for my good. As long as God is near you, things are always going to be better.
Yeah.
So the Bible encourages us to draw near unto God as He has drawn near unto us. The church in Jerusalem heard about the works of God among the believers, the Gentiles who had received the word of God. And they sent Barnabas, who was called the son of encouragement, to go and visit them because he was more of a pastor than otherwise.
Now, Omusuma Barnabas, Esa Wanyami Sawano Sua se, O Tumisan Kran, Esa Onkosa Biana Wanyami Amanesa Suahono.
When he came to the church, he saw the grace of God amongst them and he was very glad. May the grace of God be seen among us in the name of Jesus. And may there be joy in the house in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now you think that people who are experiencing the grace of God and subsequently the joy of God and all that goes with it will be okay, and all that Barnabas will tell them is to continue. But the Bible tells us that he exhorted all of them.
Now what do you buy out there? Uncle Bia don't want the sooner ni jema pa one the sun yamia dumti. Only how be I know be anyone know how be now so Yamia Sama yet as a Barnabas was a woman in them cry.
He exhorted the leaders.
Or say I can do for them cry.
He exhorted the elders.
And Penifon so
he exhorted the shepherds.
One more the can so
he exhorted the deacons.
Deacon the first was
he exhorted the children.
And kwala so
the Bible says he exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord.
Now Bible say Barnabas say woman you know Christ say omo de beye omo tisu ade say den you know omo twia be urade.
You must purpose to cleave unto the Lord.
I was would you say woman ni wakuma mu say omo twia be urade.
You must purpose to have a strong love for God.
I was would you say woman say omo nyo odo sunkwa be urade.
It's something that you must purpose to do, otherwise the current of life will get you drifting.
Hey, dear, what's up with this show? What's up with my Anissa?
It's a decision to take.
Hey, dear, what's up with this show?
It's a resolution to make.
Hey, dear, what's up with this show? What's up with my
Anissa? I so and so, I will cleave unto the Lord.
So, Rebecca said, me.
So to cleave unto the Lord again is to have a strong love or loyalty towards something.
Now so we two who are so we two tell my bibia. It just so we no odosun ko na we afam sade.
Don't only say to human beings I love you.
Man can't say the pastor what do me keke.
You must be able to say to the Lord I love you.
I was out to make catch when you must say we urade me do.
And if you think it's wrong, study your Bible very well.
So what do you say we catch urade say we do me na nya kin ka o Bible ye.
So learn to say to God, Lord I love you.
And it is your say we catch urade say urade me do.
And purpose to have a strong love for God all the days of your life.
So what do you say? What kind of you na mu we no nya me benya kita ho sunku bi.
Are you listening to me? To cleave unto the Lord again.
So we do who be from urade bi o me ne say.
We are using it to refer to the word devotion.
Now you can see to what so.
To be devoted again is talking about a personal, private, prayer life, study life, study of the word of God. That is more personal and that is not public. So we are asking you this year to determine in your heart that you are going to have a personal time of prayer with God. A personal time of fellowshipping around the word of God. And it is supposed to be personal or private and not public. So that if you only pray when we come here, you are not doing well. And as far as God is concerned, you are not devoted to Him. So when we talk of devotion, we are talking more about a private and a personal thing other than public.
And it's after 2015. So we two what Edia Monya Meno. A dear bea was so win and say. We know Yami Kuto Benankita who dear and a bra bomb pie and a walking cow on Yamiasem. And yes, I won't turn in and I yes ya bomb pie and a ube bobby. We know Yami Kuto and Kasa. We know Yami Kuto and Kinka. We know Yamiasem. We Kuto set. One yen is Sana Debia, what chance are you, Bessian, or Bombire? I can come when you're Samete, when you're Samdia, and then I will not know Yamie.
So we are talking about the need to be devoted to God through and through.
And it's here, Casafo, quite a bit to be doing what to watch your Yamimu, our coin in them.
Please look at the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 35.
Mark was sympathy back, which is a media son in Noom.
Mark chapter 1, verse 35.
Mark was sympathy back, which is a media son.
Over there, you are going to observe the devotional life of Jesus. The Bible tells us that long before morning or the show of lights,
the Bible mayati asesa ansana de betimu.
Christ rose up from sleep. He went to a separate place and there he prayed.
Na Bible ni say ansana de betimu. Christ was sorry no ko se bebi di na obompae.
That is devotion to God.
And no yet to watch the mirror.
So determined to do that this year.
And not your what Jesus say we over boy brasa.
Rise up early before human beings can get the chance to talk to you.
Sorry no pantam and sana when nipa pa e na Jesus on obeka sa.
Rise up before mommy and daddy can say go and do this.
Sorry tam and tam see say mommy and daddy beka cho say koyewe.
It is not good Christian habit to sleep when the birds of the air have woke up and you continue to sleep until morning comes, 6 o'clock, when are you going to have your devotion? You need to wake up. You need to wake up early and have that devotion with God. Alone with God, we call it. Jesus woke up early. He had disciples, he had apostles, but he woke up early. And listen, this is God in the flesh giving us fleshly examples on earth as to how our lives must go. He woke up early, long before morning, and he went to a separate place, alone with God, not with your wife, not with your children, alone with God. And there the Bible says he prayed.
Now I see now yes someone who said said ya Christo ye yo yam onhwe soo edema ye wa asase sui sara so na ye ye so ye no pakuma so ye pon se na enuma asori se wo mutu dwuma ye onyame aye na wo da mebo no nsia no nsia ne fa no nsom mi bisa edemre na wo benya ansa na wo no onyame anya nkita ho aga na wo da mo bi asori ansa na wo so asori so entem esa se Christo no so ye no pahema ani nyankopon nya nkita hudie ansa na de ate ani ti afi 2015 fire wo bra sa wo yakora wo ko school na wo nim se 5:30 ma mi benya no se kopra acha 4 na wa sori no nyankopon edi nkita ho ansa na wo ma mi kora ye na ju so benya no na wo no nyame aka se wie fa sa etu ho acha ba bo ni tukba wo bra 2015
So Jesus woke up at dawn, most likely not around 5, most likely between 3 to 4. He was up. He goes to a solitary place. He talks to his father. Devotion. He had a strong love. Otherwise, he would not have done that. He had a strong passion. Otherwise, he would not have done that. He loved the company of his father. And we are calling the entire church membership. We are exhorting you, cleave unto the Lord. Cleave unto the Lord with all purpose of heart. Purpose it in your heart. It is for your good. I said it is for your good.
Now, Sanya Yesu ye ye no ahoma tibeka se no miensa ene no nan eno ko be di no ne ni nyankopo ekoko di nkita ho adentra no wo dosun kubi no wo pesun kubi oni ni sentre wo so ni neja edi nkomo eno ti ye se mu Christ asori avu 2015 tiben wo ruade tiben wo ruade wo kuto kukuo mu paibom tiben
you can make it any kind of year you want. A year of breakthroughs, a year of miracles, a year of healings, a year of prosperity. It's all fine. But I'm saying that the nearness of God, devotion to God, the nearness of God gives you all these things. So set the priority right. Are you here with me? I would like for you to prosper. I would like for you to have good health. I would like to have the miracles and everything. But I'm saying that be devoted because it has eternal value. When we go, God calls us home, he's not going to bless us because of our prosperity. Our devotion to him will determine where in heaven you are located and the kind of throne you are sitting on and the kind of crown that is on top of your head. And we want you, by the grace of God, when we go to heaven, to have a good place. Because heaven has rankings. If you think we are all going to be in a big area, think again. There's outer darkness in heaven. You read the Bible very well. You see that borderline. So we are helping you to be very good Christians. Anytime God can look at you and say, this is my daughter in whom I'm well pleased.
Hallelujah.
Because he loves my presence.
I see you better be the dimbia to so. Obetumi aka na afia me yie die bu na migina yi afia wonyame adane ma ba bodie siye afia me kuta fofo di biebie yie die apo afia obetumi atumi din bia na mom ne ehia ne se se wotumi ya tuhu ache di monyame na woni onyame kuta hudie ni eye yie die a ene na nya wukika nyina ebeba kan ri se oso himem na ye kwa no obia ni ba bi ote ni awo be ya wasase so wetu wacha obeye dia monyame ena betre akonyako awo betrem sa ye plastic chair o sa ye steel o sa ye ni aya nwini o wetu wacha na betre ba bi awo betena so ho ya wo high class ti sa na di estate ena ye wo ba bi so ba bi a ba bi a so sa
have you seen that you cannot mention the baby so no
eh modeli modi me koka anya na yaba ha
yeah
ani ti ye modi and I say, yes, borderline. I want to one here, you have a trick.
To be devoted also means to use time, money, and effort to a specific purpose.
Now, so be to watch us so you know what say. We the woman we got genuine sika.
So when you use time to serve the Lord, we can say this brother is very devoted.
So when the woman
I consider myself blessed if I have an opportunity to help somebody who is very devoted to God. I enjoy it so much. It's an
honor.
But if the person is not that devoted to God, you do it out of pity, out of sympathy, out of care for the poor. But it may not be something you enjoy. But when somebody is really devoted to God and is in need, and God gives you the opportunity to help, it's always an honor. Because you know this person, he's not an ordinary person. Yeah. Helping him is like helping God. Mm-hmm. And God says for such people, it's like when you give it to them, you are lending unto God himself. Mm-hmm. And I want you to be that kind of person. Mm-hmm. That's why your pursuit must not be for wellness in life. If I say wellness, like having money and cars and those, that must not be your pursuit must be to have great devotion to God. And then when it gets to the point where God must help you, I tell you, it will be very easy for so many people to want to help you. People genuinely love God. You say, this guy, he's worth helping. He's worth helping. He loves the Lord. And you know that for such a land, when you sow there, you are looking out for 100%
benefits. Hallelujah.
Five reasons why you must be devoted to God. Reason number one. It's a show of our returned love to God. When somebody loves you, you must love the person back. And you may not know, but God also looks out for such love. As he has loved us, he wants us to love him back. And when you become devoted to God, it reflects that you have returned your love unto God. Let's read from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 15. Awesome. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 15. And that he died for all. That they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves. But unto him who died and rose again. He died for you. He died for me. This is love.
Where your dog.
So if he laid down his life for us, he died for all. We must live for him. Is that expensive? He died for us, but we must live for him. So in a practical way, every day of your life, you say, well, Jesus have done this. Will Jesus have said this? Then I will say it. Then I will do it. That means that you are living for Jesus.
It means
you love Jesus and you are living for him. He defines what you say and defines what you do. And when you miss the mark, you go to him and you ask him to forgive you and you tell him, I want to live for you. So be humble and receive it and examine your life and see where you are in the faith. There is nothing greater than serving God. And these are the basics. These are the basics of life. These are the basics. Loving God. Look at the greatest of men and watch their lives. Whether they were pursuing some of the things we have made our major goals. Not that we shouldn't have them, but we have made our mate. See if that was their pursuit. Their pursuit was knowing God. Apostle Paul could say, and he was a very learned man. He was not after degrees anymore. He was trained by Gamaliel, the best of the best. He went to the best university. He was a great intellectual. He could argue and debate inside our left, right, center, from the east to the west and the south. He could just turn information like that. But he said, I count all these things but nothing that I may know him. I may know him. And the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. Sufferings, we are talking about devotion to God. So watch your heart and don't talk back to me to get the signals that you want something sophisticated. How long, how far have you gone with the basics? That's the question I'm asking you this morning. Our devotion to God is the most important thing. Make it your priority this year.
Mentira ho na ni so fo nku o wadwim se so fo gai. Ya paduani o nompe wo ma anu anu ya na ode mai o se nko wo ne ho to san se. Abrabom ne fapim na ni ne hia. Wo ni wonya nkopo nkita hudie edru ahe. Paul yo bia na o ye nimdi fo para. Wo ni made wa ko university e so na e ye kase. Wo ni made ni made ni made na so edru ba bi Paul ka se. Ni aminim ni amewo enimdi ami wo nyina me kan nyina agu be bu ni se e ye nsenhunu. Ni amunya me hwe ni se me wo onyankopo ne ne do ni tumi na odinya ni Kristo efi awufo mu. Ani obra na wo fam ni se me su me nyawu kita hudie bi. Ani ti to what na no Paul eyama say ya kan dia ya kan say wo fapem no we Christo fapem en sama wo say wo te ne fapem na he na wate na he so e na wo di ye adwuma.
One man said to his wife, he said, if I die, do not send my children abroad to study until they are grown to a certain point. Don't send my children there. Let them stay in Ghana. Let them know God more. Let them serve God more until they have a solid foundation. Don't send them abroad. Heathenistic countries. Small boys are trained to be callous towards God. When God has created everyone, comes into the earth, the light of God shines on the person. And there's some tenderness. Grown-ups have hardened and sophisticated these young boys. And they cannot see God in any area. Don't send my children to that place. It is not a blessing, he said to the wife. If I die, don't send my children there. Put it in his will. Don't do it until they are grown. Now, what we call a blessing is a pure curse that we cannot even see.
You see, Papa B, no catch any. He said, me say, me friend, me tem, na me your home caller. Me pa chow. Me from me manu kwa brochure kwa si se wamu bedum pem pem swabi. Esan se ni yeye ni me say yeye shira no enche da yeye shira. Esan se wakwa brochure kwa mankwala nketi nketi. Omo ya titi wa mama omo kume pim mo mutu mika se onyankupo eradi biyara niho anu timi yeye se mi wun tema enfa mi men kwa homo amuntina gana ha na wanyami kaino enta wa musimu makuma nyemre enkwa simpe mpensu obi ansan omo etu omo na ya kwa brutiri ho.
Number two,
ya tusumini.
Why we must be devoted to God.
Adenti na wase yetumi eye tuwa chedi meradi.
It reflects our call to holiness.
1 Peter 1:14-16.
It reflects our call to holiness. 1 Peter 1:14. As obedient children, not fashioning ourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. But as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. When you become devoted to God, it reflects your call to holiness unto the Lord. Holiness. Holiness.
Kronkronye.
Is a call unto us church members.
Ah, yeah, they are free.
Devoted people will find themselves holy unto the Lord.
Now one more. Omo tu omo wa chenu ehu omo hu and omo di omo hu etu ho se kunkun for the merade.
So Apostle Paul said we have a former lustful way of life.
And it's your papa Paul say nanka ya wa enkanu e debi wa yemu.
When you see a girl, your heart goes after her. Former lustful feelings.
Se wu oba, se wu ya bema.
When you see a man, you have those same feelings. Lustful feelings. Paul said, don't fashion your life according to those things. Don't follow them and don't make moves because of those lustful things. Your former way of life. Don't fashion your current life according to your former way of life because you have been made holy by the Father. Therefore, He demands holiness from you. God will not ask you to do something you are not capable of doing.
Hallelujah. And it ain't no obrani in katsidia no winyano. Paul say, and now what baby, when you when you say, man more bra no and found fasa and canon katsidia no winyano. Now ya also no show dia bakukuyem and utia kukumera de. Now I say, I did a wound to me and onyami on misa and few ho.
Many years ago I was in the house and a mate of mine or a junior of mine, sis form, came with a fair colored young man. He said, my friend says that he wants you to teach him about holiness.
Hey, na o si mi bi a che na ko school ni nyonku bi de abrante bi ba be ma kokokokoko se me de na ba e san se se mi fa no me na tse no kronkron ye.
As far as I remember, he is the only person I prepared a sermon on holiness to preach to or to talk to personally. He sat in front of me and I was teaching. Holiness means this. Holiness means that that guy became a pastor. He's a pastor. He's in town.
Hallelujah. Now, since I brought you here, one day me brand new. Onu kutoni obi a watina se. Extra chance me fatini yangu a wopiti chenu. Now, kika ni njina chenu nene. Sa brand chenu ya suffer. Hallelujah.
One of my mates told me that I don't want to go into those, but I have sexual problems and I want you to pray for me. I think I can remember another guy, and this same guy came again later on. And some other guy, because you see, they love God so much that when they saw that in them, they knew that it was not correct, and they sought help. These were not ordinary people. When you look at it, I can mention their names. You know them. If I mention their names, you'll be wondering. Hey, so they went through this? Yes, yes. It's a former lifestyle. It's there. The thing is there. If it's not there, you are dead. The thing is there, but you don't fashion yourself according to it. One mega guy, very wild fellowship leader. I remember him. He came, he said, Brother Ebo, I want you to pray for me. I have very lustful feelings. I prayed for him in the name of Jesus and shared the word of God with him. He became a very outstanding Christian leader. He still is.
Hallelujah.
And I don't remember any of you coming to me
to
say that, Pastor, I have this problem. You think that those lustful things that you sit in church with lust, you sit in church with ideas about how to consume that lust, and it's normal. But I'm here to declare to you that it is not normal. The Bible says, be holy because the one who has called you is
holy.
Is holy.
Hallelujah. Well, see, Tamanu, I was Kukakano. I am one fellowship leaders. Be an a crystal form of out of some good donor me here. Oma Banan tells me that the book me who a man and not be baby and me baby. Me no maybe cost you a mini who and it's a vampire mommy. Na as a woman in say, when your son cut to the end, I just a winning the power. Now, when you saw what you saw, what I was so, who's in trouble by some more on vampire mom. Now, the sinner, Oma Bussuet, Jinamu and Yamimu. Now, yeah, Obiano want to make not some sa editors of so Yamwa. When you saw what I was soon, Yamie. Now, so I want to do another be Nunu, Pamwa, and I just saw, and to what you want to to an amoisa say, Edu Samuel, no more bet Samuano, on Yamia or Madame, no wonder so Jawan, I so, Ewan Yamimo. We say, I see a crunkron, a sasso, no Yamina, our son, or a crunkron.
That's how you are going to grow in Christ.
The father bet you know when you know Yamimo.
You see, when you say it, it will surprise us. We have heard it many times.
Why, Jim Bell, so the castle so for say, Aya, no baby could call so, and we're very so for who are Tabre, and Yamama.
I said to answer, there is practically nothing that you will say that will shock me.
Now I see what we are seeing will be beautiful back and bear no one.
So you are broken. You have found yourself in sin. But say everything. It's a cleansing process. Say it. I was on the church premises. I was talking to her from abroad. I said, say everything. Talk to me.
Mm.
Talk. Let the thing, let the poison come out of your body.
Mm.
Cry. Let it come out.
Mm.
That's how you get to reposition yourself in a place of cleansing and devotion towards God. So don't come with a filth into the church.
Mm.
If I say that, I want you to understand. Don't come with a filth into the church because it's not normal. You must be cleansed.
Mm.
And you are cleansed. So stay cleansed. Don't go and double in debt and think that it's normal. It's not normal and it is not acceptable.
Mm.
It doesn't show devotion towards God. When you become devoted to God, it reflects a response to the call of holiness in the Bible.
Now, the purpose of preaching the Word of God is to get people encouraged, to offer hope to people, and to comfort them in their time of need. But ultimately, the reason why we preach on air is to get you born again. And so if you want to receive Christ Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, this is a prayer you can pray. Just say, Lord Jesus, I come to you this time. I believe I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. And come and stay in my heart. Write my name in the book of life. And give me the grace to live for you. Thank you, Father, for hearing me. In Jesus' name. Friend, if you pray that prayer, I believe that God has come into your life. Join a Bible-based prayer and church that teaches the Word of God. And continue. And your life will never be the same.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Okay. I want to introduce to you a book entitled Counseling with Skill. Counseling with Skill. Now, counseling is a very important part of life. So important that those who receive counsel tend to do better than those who don't. Sometimes you have a person with a troubling circumstance going through a lot of hardships, but if this person should receive good counsel, he's likely to do better than the person who has all the opportunities and all the advantages but has no counselor or counseling in his life. Now, if this is how important counseling is, then I believe that those who are called to counsel, like parents, like fathers, like superiors, managers, bosses, senior brothers, and almost every one of us, if this is how counseling is that important, then all of us must learn to do it with skill. This is why I wrote this book. So in this book, you will learn what it means to be a good counselor, how to develop your skills as a counselor. When it comes to counseling, what style do you use in counseling? The environment for changing counseling. We also look at preemptive counseling. Counseling people so that they don't need counseling. That's interesting. Then we look at what to focus on when you are counseling. We talk about practical Christian counseling, the counselor, counseling and challenges. And finally, we end by talking about growing your counseling ministry. I believe that this mini book is going to be very helpful to pastors and all those who have people under them. So you get a copy.
For copies of this and other messages or books, please call 0244-228-331 or 0249-454-976 or visit the church premises on Dempeteru Road, 3 minutes drive from St. Peter's School, West Anaji. God richly bless you.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233-26767-6055. +233-26767-6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.